Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. "My dear Mr. Bennet," said his lady to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let? It's taken by Mr. Bingley, a young man of large fortune from the north of England. You must visit him."
"I see no occasion for that," replied Mr. Bennet.
"But consider your daughters."
"They have none of them much to recommend them."
"Mr. Bennet, how can you abuse your own children in such a way? You take delight in vexing me. You have no compassion on my poor nerves."
"You mistake me, my dear. I have a high respect for your nerves. They are my old friends. I have heard you mention them with consideration these 20 years at least."
Mr. Bennet was so odd a mixture of quick parts, sarcastic humour, reserve and caprice, that the experience of 23 years had been insufficient to make his wife understand his character. Her mind was less difficult to develop. The business of her life was to get her daughters married. Its solace was visiting and news. The Bennets were the principal family of the Hertfordshire village of Longbourn, just outside the market town of Meryton. Mr. and Mrs. Bennet had 4 daughters, more or less grown up. Jane...